On a recent night, dozens of elite Afghan commandos climbed aboard U.S. military helicopters at a base in Kandahar. They flew north to the mountains to take on entrenched Taliban fighters. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, this mission reflects the challenges facing Afghan troops, the limits of American power, and the resilience of the Taliban.
The village is spread out before them, or at least a model of the village they'll enter. Small styrofoam blocks are numbered and represent buildings and homes. There are toothpick trees, all set on a large rectangular sandbox. That's Commando Captain Schweib. He'll lead the mission for the commandos clustered around him. The mission is codenamed Zamari 416. Zamari is Pashto for lion, the name of this commando unit. The captain says the mission is to push the Taliban out of a village that borders a highway connecting a major city. The Taliban are not letting any food trucks pass. Thousands of families are running low on supplies.
The goal of the mission was to clear the block highway, Kandahar-Uruzgan highway, and there is a big convoy being stuck for 28 days, and let that convoy to cross.
The district of Shahwali Kot has long been an open sore. 6 years ago, Australian commandos fought the Taliban there. Now the Taliban has slipped back in. What's worse, a recent political power struggle led dozens of police to abandon their checkpoints along the highway. The Taliban took control.
In 2 hours, we received the information that 120 sentries at the same time they went to Taliban. They went with their weapon, ammunition, equipment, everything.
The commandos line up in a wide gravel lot. They fan out in two directions, just as they will when they enter the village and search for the Taliban. 10 hours later, in the darkness, they're in full combat gear on the tarmac, climbing aboard massive American CH-47 Chinook helicopters. They lift off and bank north. The lights of Kandahar soon give way to a blanket of stars and the silhouettes of mountains. In less than an hour, they adjust their night vision goggles, grab their weapons, and scramble out. The Taliban shoot at the shadowy figures rushing toward them. The commandos unleash a barrage. An American Apache attack helicopter swoops in and opens fire, and the Taliban slip into the night. Back at the American base, Green Berets watch it all live via a drone overhead. They're clustered around a long plywood table, big bearded men working on computers and munching on snacks. A massive screen on the wall shows drone footage of Captain Schweib's mission. The Taliban, nearly two dozen of them, move along a dry riverbed, grainy black and white figures on the video stream. Some carry AK-47s. At least one has a machine gun.
When we were watching the guys run across the wadi, the analysts were positively identifying weapons, RPGs, PKMs, AK-47s.
That's the Green Beret team leader. For security reasons, we can't use his name.
So as I'm passing this information, it was assessed that these were enemy personnel, but they weren't looking to engage. They were looking to flee the area.
The Taliban's strategy is to control the highways from Helmand province in the west, where poppies are turned into opium for profit, all the way east to Pakistan, where the Taliban is based. The Americans call this long route the jet stream. The Taliban already has grabbed some new territory in Helmand. Now capturing this eastern area around Shahwali Kot and Kandahar province will help connect the two areas. If the Taliban can take the whole jet stream, they could threaten Kandahar, the south's largest city. The Green Beret team sees the Taliban move along a tree line, heading right toward Captain Schweib and his men. They get ready to fire, maybe using an armed drone, maybe an AC-130 gunship. But suddenly, the Taliban slip into the trees. Again, the team leader.
Once we lose positive identification of the enemy, it's our policy not to strike because our number one concern is civilian casualties.
So Captain Schweib lobs some mortars into the trees to flush out the Taliban and take a chance at hitting them. But when they emerge, they're not carrying any weapons. Since there is no clear threat, the Americans cannot fire from the sky. After 6 hours, the helicopters land and take the commandos away.
Not every mission's going to have those stats that you look for of enemy killed in action, enemy wounded in action. It's really about the overall objective. And so it may seem frustrating because obviously at all points you want to engage the enemy, but as long as the mission is accomplished, it's good for everybody.
For his part, Captain Schwab calls the mission a success too. Between the commando raid, American drone strikes, and a clearing operation by the Afghan army, the food trucks will soon be able to make it up to the major city in the north. And two things are clear from this mission. The Afghans still need American air support until they can develop, over the coming years, their own air force. And Captain Schwab will once again head north to confront the Taliban, who slipped away.
We will go 10 times, we will go 20 times to make it happen.
Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.